Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name is Dave Gibson, and today's show is on the sound of love. Although we're actually going to do a some releasing of stuck energy, it's really kind of the whole three-step process that we teach here at the Institute of resonating as high as you can, then releasing any stuck energy, then resonating even higher of the energy of love or spirit, or actually we're going to give you a few choices here. So before we start, I'd like to actually tell you about some of the things happening at the school here. Our next semester starts January 18th, and if you're to pay in full right away, you could still get a discount. We've also, that's not only the certificate program, that's the associate degree. And the certificate program is the first semester of our associate degree here at the Sound Healing Institute here in San Francisco. If you can't make it out, we do have the online classes, which are starting the January 11th. And if you want more information, you can go to soundhealingcenter.com, or you could give me a call at 415-777-2486. That's 777-2-HUM, H-U-M. We also, you could email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We've got some more meetups coming up in January. We actually have our open house on Sunday, January 9th from 1 to 6 p.m. And it's more than just an open house. If you're interested, you can come just for the experience, because we get really high on sound. We do toning and chanting and all different types of things with intention to bring us into higher states of consciousness, which is mostly gratitude and compassion and love and joy and things like that. So you're welcome from 1 to 6. You're always welcome to call and set up a personal tour as well if you can't make it on that date. Let's see what else we have going on. We've got the sound healing music production classes, which are totally separate from the sound healing courses, where you actually learn how to do audio production with Pro Tools and really focusing on you know, healing sounds, and also how to add binaural beats and brainwave entrainment frequencies into your music, how to really think of frequencies as chakras, and how to really use all the equipment in the recording studio based on different energies that it brings out in music. And it's really a unique class. We have it here at the Institute starting also January 18th, or you could do it online starting the week of January 10th. We'll set it for whatever is good for the most people when we see who's actually going to sign up. And so that's all happening. If you pay in full, you can get a discount here by Wednesday, if you pay in full by Wednesday. So that's what's happening at the Institute. Everything's starting to hum here. We're about to get some funding to do our virtual reality system, where you can put sounds and visuals inside the body. So you put on a VR helmet, look down, you see a graphic of inside of the body. And then you can take visuals of sounds, and these visuals are sacred geometry images, and you can actually put them inside an image of your heart, for example. And when you do that, it moves the sounds up and down on the sound table, so you feel it inside your heart right where you're seeing it. And it's something's going to happen when we do this. It's really, I think it's just going to open up some portals for healing, not to mention we can create like a whole Merkaba or whole fields of love and light around a person with color and light and different geometric shapes and then animate it all and just really take people into a whole states of bliss. I have to say right now I'm watching the most beautiful sunset right over San Francisco. It's just gorgeous, really beautiful orange red right now. So I'm kind of getting chills while I'm talking. So that's what's happening at the Institute. Our intention for today's show is to really have for everybody to clear out as much stuck energy as they're ready to, so they can resonate as much love and light as possible. Just more, more, and more. So let's begin. As I said, it's a three-step process that I like to do. And that is, the first step is to really get us into as high a state of bliss as possible. This stage will get different people to different heights. You know, if someone's depressed, they may not get very far at all. If you've gotten high easily, you might easily get really high if you don't have very much stuck energy. If you're kind of in the fire, so to speak, where you're upset about something or worried about something, one of the big three, you know, relationships, money, or health, then it might be harder for you to get high right now. But otherwise, it doesn't really matter. We're just going to try and resonate as high energy as possible. What we do is we always like to set sacred space. So we set sacred space now for everybody that's listening, if you like. We set sacred space now. We ask for help from any ascended beings, archangels, or any guides that you may have that are here only for our highest good. And we also like to visualize an octahedron, which is a four-sided pyramid with a square on the bottom around us, and then a four-sided square pyramid upside down also around us. So the up part and the bottom part are connected, so the square is the same for the up part and the bottom part. So we're basically in a big four-sided diamond called an octahedron. And this is a frequency that protects us, because any sacred geometry structure can mathematically be broken down into frequency. If you figure out or decide what one length is of any part of the octahedron, then all the other sides that make up the octahedron are a musical interval in relation to the first one you choose. And so there is a specific harmonic musical relationship to all of the sides in this octahedron. One of our instructors, Randy Masters, has actually created chimes based on different sacred geometry structures. So you choose one note as the bass note and then see what the musical interval relationship is to all the other sides based on their lengths. So at any rate, we've got a frequency structure around us which holds space and also protects us. When we do any work where we're doing interesting negative sounds that can be really, really weird, really like dissonant or not so harmonious, it's nice to protect the space besides protecting yourself around you. You know how you go into a sacred space, like a church or a place that's like, just the energy is incredible. It's the way it is in our main room here. You walk in and it's like, whoa, the energy is just amazing. It's because that energy in the room gets imprinted into the walls, into the molecules of air in the room. You know, it just happens. You know, it's just like a Stradivarius violin. The more you play it, the more the molecules in the wood realign themselves to create even a more beautiful sound. Well, if you've got a negative sound in a room, like people screaming or releasing pain or, you know, it can actually be imprinted on the walls also in the exact same way that positive sounds are. And by setting this sacred space and particularly doing the octahedron around you, you are holding a frequency for the room within which anything can happen. So now the room doesn't take on the space. It also protects, if you believe in these any negative beings, it protects you from negative beings entering the space, because it's a sacred space that has a particular music or frequency array around you. Okay? So we set sacred space, and we visualize an octahedron around us. Now, okay. So now we set our intention, and what we're going to do is we're going to play this song called Emotional Stress Relief. And as we play this song, we set our intention to basically get as high as we can for our own good of our own self. And so we do what we can to get as high as possible in this radio show. Okay. So now, Doug, if you will, go ahead and play Emotional Stress Relief, and we will resonate as high a frequency of love and light as we can at this moment. Okay. Now from this space, we now have more energy and more peace, which brings more creativity, to then do some serious work, to weed out some deep weeds. A lot of times people go to do work without getting into the zone, and you don't have nearly as much energy. It's much more difficult. You have so much more energy when you're at peace. I've really come to believe that we are home beings, that we are addicted. It's not the right word. We are meant to be at home. And when I say that, what I mean is the home note of a key of a song, basically. We need to be on the final home note, because that is where peace mostly exists. When you go to the home note and it fades out, we go to stillness as we still hear that note in our head. We go to stillness. And we're, it's like such a need. It's such a, it's where we are. It's our being is the home note. To be at peace in our home note. And when we go there, at least for me, not only am I at peace, I often get really creative at that place. It's like, whoa. Now have all these ideas that start streaming. It's like you get connected to the cosmic consciousness, you know, when we're at this peace. And there's nothing better than sound to bring you there, because when a sound fades slowly on the home note, it's the deal, just like this song did. Crystal bowl, when it fades slowly, that's the deal. Even a tuning fork, or if you're on the sound table, whether you're vibrating with a huge amount of bass and it fades out slowly, you're left in the amazing, profound state of peace. So, from this space, we now, if you like, focus on some stuck emotion in your life. It could be somebody you just got upset with, someone that hurt you, could be upset over the state of the planet. We just had a class on releasing stuck emotions this morning here at the school online. And it was really powerful because we were talking about where anger, where the seed of anger lives. And one of the students actually said that they were tuning into the seed of anger often comes from lifetimes of frustration over selfishness and greed. And so it's like we've developed this righteous anger over people and things that are not good for the planet or not good for others. And so even if you didn't have a bad childhood, perhaps you got this seed of anger in you. So this might be something you want to release. Anger. You could release fear. Fear over health. It's a really big one. Fear over finances. Could release fear over a relationship. So focus on something you would like to release that you're ready to release right now. You feel you're ready to release. Could be something ephemeral, like something that happened today or yesterday or this earlier this week. Or it could be a deep, if you're ready, a deep emotional issue that's been bugging you your whole life. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is one of two things. I'm going to have you make the sound of that emotion in your body, where it seems to be in your body, and transform that emotion in your body into a positive emotion, into a positive, well, into a release, actually, just into something harmonious. So it'd be something like this. You might tune in. It's like, oh, okay, I feel something in my shoulder. It seems like that's where that emotion is residing. And I go and make the sound that my shoulder wants to make, like, and then maybe transform it into something really beautiful. Okay. So you're slowly doing a transition from the stuck emotion to something beautiful. And that something beautiful could be filled with love and light, gratitude, compassion, just anything really wonderful, just pure source energy. Okay. Now, here's something else that makes this even more powerful, if you would like. And that is to take the energy of any of your guides, if you have any guides, or the energy of an archangel, or the energy of an ascended master, or the energy of just the divas in nature, the ones in materials, in water, in fire, in earth, air, ether. And ask for help from any higher being. We like to talk to Hathors around here, these beings that worked in ancient Egypt. They're really about love and light, and they like to help. So any beings, you could also use Christ energy. Could use the Buddha. Could use any high being. You could use Kuan Yin, which is the energy of compassion. And call on these higher beings, if you like, and have them help you make the sound to release this stuck emotion. And if you don't have any higher being, you may have grandma, you know, or some distant family member that's dead or even alive, you know, or you may have a friend that's really powerful, or, you know, somebody that you would like to help. Just call on the energy, or you can just simply go straight to spirit, or you can simply just make the sound and transform it into a harmonious sound. Okay, so tune in to that spot where it seems that energy is stuck in your body. And while we're doing this, I'm going to play a song to do it to. This song is called Antidepressant, and it actually goes through different frequencies, the full range of frequencies. It also has alpha frequencies in it as well. When you go through the full range of frequencies, that can help break up any stuck energy in one frequency. Or when you have alpha, it's really activating frequency. It also has a really heartfelt cello in it to really bring you home to the heart. Okay? So we'll play Antidepressant while we're releasing this stuck energy. Okay? And you can make it out loud. If you can't make it out loud wherever you are, the sound of the stuck energy in your body, just do it silently. Make it out loud, or silently out loud. Silently. In your head, that is. Okay. And we, again, hold the intention of releasing this for our highest good. Okay. Now we have Doug can go ahead and play Antidepressant. Thank you. family's fate. So if that were, if that music doesn't work for you, you know, you can do this technique without music. You don't really need music. Or you can find music that you feel is appropriate for releasing emotions, which might be different depending on the type of emotion you're wanting to release. Sometimes music is helpful because it helps you go even deeper. Sometimes, though, you know, depending on how comfortable you are with making sounds, no music is just the deal. So again, it's just a matter of listening for the sounds that your body, that's holding the area of your body that's holding that stuck emotion, wants to make. Okay, so that's really the technique, and if you can transform it into something really beautiful. Often when you have like higher beings like helping you, you know, kind of like guiding you as to where your voice goes, then often what happens is you will end up actually making sounds that are totally unique that you've never made before in your life. I mean, I was doing it this morning in the Stuck Emotions class, and it was like these sounds came out that I'd never made in my whole life. It was really interesting. It was really powerful because it went right to the source, to the core aspect. It was just like scratching an itch, you know, when you scratch an itch and you're trying to get it to it on your back, and then you finally get right to it, you get on top of it, and you go, oh, that's it. That's it. You know, it's so perfect. It's like when you hit the sound that is just right for releasing that emotion, you often just know it. It just seems so right, and it just dissipates and goes away. You know, this is so major. This is so major. I mean, imagine if we taught this in schools and we actually, people learn to release stuck emotions throughout the day, even like little things throughout the day. So they don't actually get in and remain there for lifetimes or for your whole lifetime. God, we could cut the actual medical costs in the United States or in the world, I would say at least 20%. A lot of people say stuck emotions are 50% of disease. So, God, I would think at least 20 or 30% of disease could go away if people could just learn these techniques as to how to release them. We actually have about 10 total techniques that we teach in the classes, but this is just one of them, kind of a combination of them, this one we just shared. Okay. God, it just, wouldn't it be amazing if anytime you had anything or any, not only anything that's bugging you, but deep emotional issues that keep popping up in your life, if you could just release them forever or have a way to, you know, release them. Because I think the problem that happens is, the reason it's not so easy is once it gets ingrained chemically in your cells, then it's like a strong resonant field. And it, sometimes you need to do the process many, many times to transform that resonant field. Okay? But now the next step here is to actually resonate the energy of love and light. Once we've done the work, let's really go into bliss. Let's have fun. I mean, let's, you know, anytime you release anything, it's like it's really endorphins. There's all types of good feelings that happen. And then you want to just resonate love and light as much as possible. So now we're going to play unconditional divine peace and resonate either love, joy, compassion, or gratitude, or just pure light. So now set your intention, now that you've released this stuck energy, to just go into a full, complete state of bliss. And this song is Unconditional Love, actually Unconditional Peace, but it's Unconditional Love at half speed. Enjoy. Thank you. The trick is to resonate this field of bliss as strongly and as long as possible so we get completely used to it, so that it becomes the natural. And then the more people that do this, the more it becomes natural to be around people that are resonating it, or to be entrained back into it, into this state of bliss. And then also, ultimately, the goal is to be in this state of bliss so that, I use the term bliss, but I don't mean really spaced out, you know, but be in this state so that when you come across anything that could turn into a stuck emotion, you immediately have the presence to bring compassion, gratitude, or love to the situation, so you don't get this emotion stuck in the first place. That's the ultimate goal. And it's really, you know, being present enough to think, to zoom out and put it in perspective, whatever energy is coming towards you. And again, once you do this enough and you're in this state of resonance, resonant bliss, they use bliss as a term for everything that's a high state, love, gratitude, you know, joy and such, then you're in this state. It's like you almost don't have to think about transmuting or transforming this so-called negative energy coming to you. It's just you are just resonating compassion and gratitude all the time, and it's just a field that you're, I was going to say stuck in, stuck in so gratefully. So hold this field as long as you can, you know, after you go into it, and practice this. This is really cool, and you know, it's what we do at the school as well. It's really powerful. Holding high as enough bliss as possible, using that energy to release stuck energy, and then going all out. So hold that energy as much as you can through the whole weekend, through the week, months to come, years to come. And imagine clear, in a high state of presence and contentment on a roller coaster of love and light for lifetimes to come. Enjoy. We'll go ahead and play the end of Unconditional Peace here to take us on out. Thanks for listening, and see you on Christmas next show. Take care.